Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A €290 per month quote for mortgage protection. That's what my next guest, Constantina Calianzi, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma just 6 years ago, had to deal with. Constantina is with me here in studio today. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to speak about this issue.
Will you just tell us, Constantina, a little bit about your diagnosis, first of all?
Sure. So I was diagnosed in December 2019. I was 20 years old at the time with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It was a complete shock. My treatment was fairly standard. It was 6 rounds of chemotherapy and 1 month of radiotherapy. So overall, the treatment lasts around 4 months.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was deemed in remission and went to live my life.
Yeah.
There's been no issue.
Good.
With myself in the past 5 years of my remission, which is great.
Yeah.
And that's the case for most people, actually, with this condition.
With this particular condition.
Young,
then, like a lot of our listeners, I suppose you're here and you're working in Ireland. You're in the tech industry, is that right?
Or yes,
tech
that's
sector.
Correct.
Yeah. And sure, like a lot of our listeners, you're thinking about, putting down roots and trying to get in the property ladder and buying a house and all of the difficulties that comes with that. But I suppose one of the biggest hurdles you had was with trying to get mortgage protection. Just tell us about that.
For sure. So in the whole house buying process, I kind of had an idea that getting insured might be a bit of a difficulty. To be honest, I spoke with a few mortgage providers to just try and get the financial aspect of things secured. And they all told me, it won't be an issue. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. And, just the focus on getting all the documentation in. And I did. And that was all okay. And then came the conversation around mortgage protection. I was only given a quote by one provider. And that was €290. So that's for me and my partner. It was 14 euros.
It's a lot of money.
Sorry?
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And when I talk to my other friends who have houses who are around the same age as me or a little bit older, their quotes are like 10 times less than mine, maybe 25, 30 euros per month for a house. And I feel like 290 is just a quote that is penalizing you for something you have no control over.
And you're doing well. You've been told by medical experts, that your prognosis is good and it's all under control and you've gone through treatment and all that goes with that. So what were the providers saying to you, or what was the insurance brokers saying as to why the price was this high?
To be honest, they did not really give any reason, just saying that you have a past history of cancer. And I think there is a big knowledge gap between insurance providers and medical professionals because sometimes cancer is treated as a blanket diagnosis when it really isn't. After 2 years, my cancer has almost 0% of chance of returning. So, it's really hard to be told 5 years later you are a liability or you may be a risk. And that is reflected by an increased cost.
And it's not even just the risk. I mean, as you said, there was only one provider actually even willing to give you a quote in the first instance.
Exactly, yes.
And then there's nearly a gun to your head because you'd no other choice. You've €290 and that's the only option you had.
Exactly. And to be honest, I had some other options that other people have told me might have been a solution. For example, a death in service benefit by my job. And those were also not accepted.
Weren't accepted either. Okay. Stay with me, Constantina, and thank you for sharing your experience with us, because I just want to bring in Steve Dempsey, who's the Director of Advocacy and Communications with the Irish Cancer Society. Steve, we've heard so much talk in recent years. We've talked about it previously in the programme about the right to forget legislation. Surely Constantina's scenario would have been covered in that.
Absolutely, Andrea. I mean, I think from my perspective, there's a bigger picture point that needs to be made here. We know that cancer incidence is on the increase, and we also know that survivorship is on the increase as well. So there's about 220,000 people in Ireland now living with beyond a cancer diagnosis. So this type of legislation that recognises that survivors of cancer should be able to access financial products like mortgage protection and others, like Constantina mentioned, it's just affording normal rights to people who have lived beyond a cancer diagnosis. And a cancer diagnosis already comes with huge financial costs, as well as emotional and physical costs. So there's loss of earnings, there's medical bills, there's hospital parking charges. So from the Irish Cancer Society perspective, we see this as a question about quality of life. And as Constantina said, we think that when your medical team say you're cancer free, your insurance broker should really have to agree.
But the right to die legislation that we've discussed multiple times on this programme, where is that at the moment then, Steve?
Do you mean the right to be forgotten?
Sorry, the right. So, yes, apologies. Yeah. The right to be forgotten. Apologies.
You threw me there for a second, Andrea. So, I mean, this is another good news story. So, we love giving out about the government in Ireland, but we're poor at recognising when they're actually doing something good. So, in this instance, the Irish Cancer Society began advocating for this around 2021 or 2022, and a lot of work has gone into this over time. And recently, when presented with the evidence, the government made the decision to legislate to improve the lives of people who get cancer and live beyond it. Mm. So a huge amount of credit goes to Catherine O'Dowd, who introduced a bill in the current Dáil term and actually introduced a similar bill when she was a senator previously. Minister Robert Troy and his officials, and Taoiseach Simon Harris, all of whom listened to the Irish Cancer Society and the stories of survivors like Constantina, were evangelising for this legislation. And it affects about 1,300 families each year who are looking to get mortgage protection. So I think a huge amount of credit does need to go to the government. Sometimes we need to recognise when they do good work. So people have listened.
In this area.
The legislation has been tabled. It's gone through first and second stage in the Oireachtas. My understanding is that the updated legislation will be brought to the Cabinet in the coming weeks. The indications
that's what I'm wondering. What's the timeline? Yeah, the timeline for it.
So if the Cabinet needs to see the updated legislation. So the Department of Finance wants to tweak Catherine O'Dowd's initial private member's bill. And we understand that they are going to make sure that people who are cancer-free after 5 years are able to access financial products, which is fabulous, specifically mortgage protection to start with. And they're also going to extend, there was an idea that the mortgage protection would only apply to houses of €500,000 and more. And that's going to be extended beyond that limit, which is great news to anyone who's hoping to buy anywhere near the Dublin area.
And
so that will go to committee stage then, and there'll be probably good, robust debate around it. And what we've been told in the Irish Cancer Society is that the government is really keen to get this passed before the summer Dáil break, so that people can actually get on with their lives.
And it's hard enough, isn't it, Constantina, to even, you know, to get the mortgage approval in the first place. But in your case, with the right to forget legislation, that after 5 years, obviously, that would have been beneficial to you.
Definitely. It would have given me a standard quote if it was to be enacted now.
Trevor Grant is on the line with us as well, Steve and Constantina. Trevor is the chairperson for the Irish Mortgage Advisors. Like, I'm sure, Trevor, you must deal with this, do you, frequently?
Yeah, we do, Andrea. And first of all, like all your listeners, I think we can empathise with Constantina. We all, most of us, are family members of friends who've gone through this very traumatic process. So then to have it raked up again at the time of a mortgage application is even more difficult. But increasingly, people, as Steve said, are getting ill, such as cancer, but they are surviving and recovering. And the challenge is that lenders require mortgage protection policies to be put in place when you take out a mortgage. And if you can't get one, often it means you can't get the mortgage. So all of the new legislation being discussed and hopefully brought forward is going to have a very positive impact for an awful lot of people.
So what's your advice to Constantina and to other texters? And I might read those messages in a moment, but what is your advice, Trevor, to people that are currently, we'll say, looking to take out mortgage protection and who have maybe previously been ill?
So a couple of things. The first thing I'd say is, and I'm sure Constantina knows this, that as soon as she reaches 7 years, having recovered and been in remission, she should be able to review her current terms. Now, hopefully that will get reduced by the legislation, so she'll be able to go back to the market and get a fair and equitable quote at that point. What I would say is that lots of people wait to get life cover, understandably, for when they actually apply for the mortgage. But I'd suggest that everybody should be looking to get life cover who aspires either to own a home or who plans to rent, because the unfortunate can happen. And the earlier you take out cover, particularly if you haven't been diagnosed with anything at that point, the cheaper the cover will be, and you can convert it ultimately into mortgage protection if you require it. And the other advice I would give, and Constantina clearly went through this process herself, is shop around and speak to every provider. If you are having difficulty getting cover, different providers have different underwriting limits and rules, and exhaust all options through a broker, so at least you're fully educated as to what options are available.
Yeah, was it difficult to find out, Constantina, you know, even just to get access to the right information? Did you find that a challenge?
Very. And to be honest, I wasn't able to get quotes from most providers. Many you had to actually call. You couldn't use the online interface.
Yeah.
And then they would say they would follow up, and then they would either say, unfortunately, we can't, or they would never follow up. So okay. A lot of chasing.
Yeah. So did you get sorted in the end? Have you, like, what's the latest, I suppose, situation?
The latest is that I'm waiting for the house to be built because it's a new build.
Okay.
So nothing can be put in place until that's ready. On hold.
Fingers crossed. Well, look, we'll check back in with you again. Listen, thank you very much for coming into us today to join us in studio. That's Constantina Calazioni. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Trevor Grant there from the Irish Mortgage Advisors, and Steve Dempsey, who is from the Irish Cancer Society.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.